Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I try not to be a certain kind of guy, okay? You want to know what kind of guy I try not to be?
What kind of guy is that?
I try not to be that guy who only reaches out to somebody when I need something. I try not to be that guy that only reaches out to somebody when I want something. But I owe my next guest an apology because it's been a minute since I've checked in with Jed May from UGASports.com, and Jed is a terrific writer. And I'm guilty of only reaching out to Jed when I want something. But yet Jed was going to be very kind with his time, and he's going to join me today on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jed May, welcome to the game. I'm sorry, bud. I should reach out to you more often. How you doing, man?
It's all good, man. Time flies. I didn't realize it had been as long as it has either. But glad to be back and glad to be spending part of this Father's Day afternoon with you.
I appreciate that. Are you a father? Happy Father's Day to yourself.
I'm not. I'm actually hanging out with my dad today. We're going to throw some burgers on the grill later, watching some golf. So it's a good Father's Day all around.
That's what I am talking about. That's what I am talking about. Well, where to begin? Because I tell you, you cover recruiting and you cover all things for the Georgia Bulldogs. I cannot open my phone pretty much this time of year without a new update of Georgia flipping somebody, signing somebody. We'll start there. I got one today. Said Georgia just signed another defensive back for 2026. All of a sudden, the class, which isn't ranked very high just yet, but wow, they've only signed a few people. I mean, I can't believe they're ranking classes already, but another name adds to it. Talk about our latest signing, and then I'm going to ask you about a linebacker that's up there in Gwinnett County who's making a lot of noise. Well, let's go there first. Well, talk to me about these newest signings to the 2026 signing class.
Yeah, this week Georgia got a commitment from Caden Harris out of Tennessee, and his recruitment was interesting because Georgia was one of the finalists early, and he took he visited Georgia a few times, and he visited Vanderbilt, and he committed to Vanderbilt. And for Vanderbilt, you know, this kid, he's a top, you know, I think Rivals has him 140th in the country maybe or something like that, so a huge get for Vanderbilt. And then he officially visited Georgia last weekend, which, you know, if you're the Commodores, you're thinking, oh no, like we're going down with the ship. Here, but you know, I was told coming out of it that Vanderbilt still felt pretty good, but then you know that over the course of this past week, it seemed like Georgia had kind of hit home with the message of, hey, come practice against the best, come be developed by the best, and you know, that led to a flip. I guess yesterday morning, I think. So you know, they got two corners now; they've got three kind of safety nickel guys. So you know, another one of those and another corner, and I think this is another strong defensive back class for Kirby Smart.
Well, in the college football game that we play in now, where every quarterback wants to throw for 1,000,000 yards and touchdown, cannot have enough guys that can defend a receiver, in my opinion. So defensive secondary is looking good. We know we got the number one pocket passing quarterback. Was he a dual threat guy? What is the ranking for the quarterback? Another guy we stole out of the state of Tennessee, kept him from the Vols. I bet you Vandy was never even a conversation, but he's headed to Athens. Tell us about this 5-star quarterback.
Yeah, Jared Curtis is a guy who, you know, I don't think I'd classify him as a true dual threat, but he's a dual threat in the sense of what every good quarterback is nowadays, where he's not Lamar Jackson, he's not probably not even Josh Allen, But he can make plays with his legs when he needs to. You know, you see on his high school tape, he makes plays. He's a threat in the read option game, and that's really, you know, if you can keep a defense honest with your legs, I think that's what Kirby Smart looks for in his quarterback. You know, I don't think he's ever going to, and Mike Bobo is not this guy either, where you're going to call design runs for your quarterbacks 12, 15 times a game. But, you know, you keep it on the read option every now and then. You have the, you know, we saw Stetson Bennett do this a couple of years ago where they had that play in where he'd run around the end down in the red zone, and it worked a lot. So you got the ability to do that, extend plays, scramble when you need to. You know, Jared Curtis definitely has that, and he's a guy who Georgia, they had his commitment last year. He backed off of it because he wanted to see some other schools, and it was Oregon at the end. It was Georgia and Oregon at the end, and he's not staying home necessarily, but a lot closer to home than Oregon is, that's for sure.
Yeah, the parents can get in the car and drive from where they live. Are they outside of Nashville to Atlanta? Is that where they are?
Just outside of Nashville.
I mean, yep, so they really were in Commodore.
5 hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Right, and be in Athens, get a hotel room, and go home the next day after seeing their son, who probably is going to be in competition as a true freshman because he's got his senior year in high school. He'll come in here and probably for, what, spring practice here in January of next year. And maybe he could be in that mix for a true freshman. We'll see what he can do. But talk to me about this. Okay, I kind of teased it, and right now I'm joined by Jed May. You catch him on the X at J-E-D May, Jed May, just like his name sounds. Catch him on the X. Tyler Atkinson, you read some recruiting reports. He might be the number one player in all of high school, definitely the number one linebacker going into this class. I mean, he has got every school after him, and he has been to Athens, I heard somewhere, over a dozen times, but now it's official. He's coming to Athens for his official visit, which at first he never scheduled one. Where are we with Tyler Atkinson?
Yeah, Georgia gets him this weekend. He's been to Clemson. He's been to, I think he was at Oregon last weekend, and probably Ohio State next week. He's announcing his visits week by week, so we kind of, everybody assumed Georgia was getting one, but we didn't know until maybe Tuesday he announced it this week, so... But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, like, Gwinnett County football is especially the 7A variety, is no joke. And he looks like a speed faster than all those guys. Then the guys at Grayson, they played Carrollton in the state championship last year. He was faster than those guys.
Almost single-handedly won that game by himself.
I mean, he is a freak show as far as linebacker. He can play in the middle. He can rush off the edge. He can do anything. He's like Jalen Walker is kind of the vision that Georgia's thrown around, which you saw what he did, and he didn't even – the funny thing is Jalen Walker didn't even – It's not like he came in and played every snap from day one. He played kind of sparingly his first 2 years and then played more his third year, and he's a first-round pick the Falcons. So I think that's the vision Georgia's selling him on is, hey, the roadmap has been laid out. You come in, you earn a role year one, and your playing time goes up and up, and then you're off to the NFL in 3 years. And I think that's Atkinson's mindset for sure. So I think – none of the finalists would surprise me other than maybe Clemson just because they've come to the party a little late. But I think it's Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon. They're all right there. You know, he's big on his brand, which a lot of guys are in the NIL age. So I think whichever school gets him is going to have to lay out a compelling plan on that side of things off the field as well. But, man, he's a guy who – you know, he's one of those guys in every recruiting cycle where it doesn't matter who you've already got committed in the class, what else you've got going on. If that kid wants in, you give him a spot because he's an absolute freak show for
sure. Absolutely. And if they can land Tyler Atkinson after landing these, and he's a five-star guy. I mean, there's only a couple guys in the country, even though I've read somewhere that the class of 2026 has more five stars than in recent history. If you can learn another five-star guy with your quarterback and outside linebacker, that could put you right back in that 1-2-3 area for the grade of this 2026 class. Yes or no?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think if we're looking at premium positions, you get a quarterback, you get a guy that can rush the quarterback, and you get the guys to protect the quarterback. And they're out for some big offensive tackles, and we've got a few interior guys already committed. So you're looking at these premium positions. You know, they've got receivers are still out there. There's some meat on the bone there. Offensive line, and then defensive line, edge rusher. You know, they got Kamari Brooks is another guy from North Oconee, just a lot even closer to Athens than Tyler Atkinson is somehow. That I think Georgia leads for with a decision coming up. So you look at these premium positions, I think Georgia's doing a good job of, I mean, like you said, it's all about the passing game and how you can succeed in it and keep other teams from succeeding in it. And they're, you know, doing a good job, I think, loading up on the the lines of scrimmage, the outside of the lines of scrimmage, I guess, rushing the passer and protecting the passer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. Talking UGA dogs with my guy Jed May from UGASports.com. All right, now, so much. No more talking about the guys that will show up in Athens in a year or so. Let's talk about the guys who are in Athens currently. Maybe they're somewhere on a break right now. Let's God, let's pray that we don't have no guys returning to camp with a ticket or any type of interaction with law enforcement. None of that this year. We're going to get to training camp, and the only question that, or the first question that they should be asking Kirby Smart, and I'll ask you, Jed May, is Garner Stockton ready for the show? Yes or no? Tell me right now.
They better hope so, because I think it's so interesting because Gunner's the guy who has been around for the longest, but it's interesting because you think. I don't know if you look at Gunner Stockton and say, okay, he is more purely talented than Carson Beck. But I don't know that you look at Stetson Bennett and say he's more purely talented than Carson Beck. And we know what Stetson Bennett did here. So I think, you know, one, the guys around him have got to be better. You know, receivers can't drop passes. The running game's got to be a lot better. You know, if Georgia doesn't run the ball, then it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You're not going to go as far as you want. And I think there's certainly an intangible aspect of Gunner Stockton where we saw what he did coming into the SEC championship and how he sparked the offense, even with a pretty limited playbook and trailing Texas team that was number two in the country or four or whatever they were. So I think that's going to be the question is it's dramatic to say, is this Georgia offense going to be like more than the sum of its parts? Because that makes it sound like they don't have any talent, and they obviously do. But does just the vibes change with Gunner Stockton at the helm, and does that lead to improved play? I think is the question everybody wants to know, because we all saw from the beginning last year things just never really clicked at all for more than, you know, a quarter or two at a time. So, you know, if you've got a guy in Gunner Stockton who can lead the offense and keep things going, even if he's not a future first round pick, then I think ultimately that could be what gets this team over the top.
Well, like you said, it's Stetson Bennett, you know, managed this team. First off, he played with one of the, or if not arguably the greatest college football defense of all time. We'll have some studs returning on defense this year, but we have made major improvements to the offensive weapons for Gunner Stockton. But the question will be is, did we improve enough with the guys in the trenches protecting him? Because that was a little bit of a question mark coming into the end of the year and talking about maybe we need to upgrade some guys. Do the guys up front, the big uglies, I like to call them, do they have what it takes to protect him and then open up the holes for some talented running backs that UGA has?
Yeah, and I think improvement is a good word because a lot of the faces are back, right? Like Ernest Green's back, Monroe Freeling's back. It sounds like both those guys could be working together. You know, Xavier Truss, after what seems like a decade in Athens, is gone. So it seems like Green's probably your right tackle and Freeling's probably your left. And those two guys who, you know, they've played a lot, but, you know, that Monroe Freeling is probably still seeing Notre Dame edge rushers flying around the edge in his sleep. So he's got to be better. Green's got to be better. And they got to stay healthy, too. And Michael Morris is another one who he's played a lot. He's back. Didn't necessarily have the greatest year last year. So a lot of faces back. And then you look at center, you know, Drew Bobo played at points, and he's a coach's son. So he's got the intangibles, got the football IQ, that kind of stuff. Can he be what Cedric Van Pran was and what Jared Wilson was? Then you look at guard, you know, Daniel Calhoun is a redshirt freshman who kind of seems like he has the inside track at guard. A massive, he's another guy who is a Metro Atlanta kid, played at Centennial, and transferred to Walton. So he's another guy who I've seen for a long time. There's an absolute mountain. He missed a good chunk of spring, but seems like he's got the inside track to start. So, you know, there's talent, and there's more experience, I think, than people realize. You know, you say you're losing, I guess, three starters off the offensive line. You say you're in pretty bad shape, but Georgia's got, considering that, they've got a lot of experience coming back. It's just you got to get those guys, A, get them healthy and keep them healthy, and B, getting to playing at the level that they're capable of.
Couple more questions here for Jed May. Catch him on the X at Jed May. He is a writer and recruiting analyst for UGASports.com. All right, let's look at this schedule because it starts pretty easy as we consider, even though I don't know what Marshall, the Thunderhurt, did last year. They've been good in the past, but they got to come between the hedges, and then you get a practically a bye week with Austin Pay coming in. But when you start that SEC schedule, it gets fast and furious really quickly. So after your presumed two wins to start the year, you got to go to Knoxville before you welcome the Crimson Tide into Athens. Kentucky will come to Athens, and Kentucky is always one of those little pesky teams that give the dog issues. Talk about the first 4 or 5, then you go to Auburn, the first half of this schedule, and then you got Ole Miss, who gave us a loss last year, coming in Athens. How quickly do we need to see the dogs get on track, and what can the early part of the schedule really mean for the ultimate success of the year?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. We're going to find out a lot about Gunnar Stockton, because at Knoxville is never easy. I know, you know, Nico left, and they brought in the kid from App State at quarterback, and so that doesn't look quite as difficult as it did, but that's never easy going up there. They got a lot of talent, and Knoxville is going to be off the chain for a Georgia team that's probably going to be top 5 or 7 coming in. And, yeah, you got Alabama, and there's a world where, I mean, it's not out of the question where Georgia starts 0-2 in league play. I think if you're not ready to go, I mean, it's, you know, like a loss in Knoxville and then you come home and, you know, beating Alabama in the regular season is something that Georgia's obviously struggled to do. So, you know, the vibes for a noon kickoff against Kentucky, if Georgia's 0-2 would certainly be interesting, but no, I mean, I think, you know, that's what you got to get this team ready for. Because I think if you're Kirby Smart, that's how you get your team's attention through those first 2 weeks, is like, look, we are better than these two teams we're about to play, but we need to treat every snap as a audition or preparation or whatever for what we've got coming. Because like you said, it's Alabama, Tennessee, then an off week for sure. But then you get Alabama, then it's like Kentucky, then Auburn, then Ole Miss. Like it doesn't stop, you know, and then the Texas game is later than it was last year. So you've got that down the line, but no, it's, you can't, even with the playoff, like, okay, you've got probably like if Georgia goes 10-2, they're probably in, I would assume, but anything, I mean, Alabama went 9-3 and they lost the wrong three games and got left out. So Kirby Smart's got to get his team ready to say, okay, we need to be, we don't have time to go into SEC play and kind of feel ourselves out. And, you know, we are going to be tested immediately from the jump. So I think Kirby Smart's got to impart that message to his guys and, you know, be ready to go when 3:30 comes around in Knoxville on the 14th, I think, 14th or 15th.
There it is. Well, we got 68 days until week 0. And it turns out we've got a lot of things to think about and talk about for these UGA Dogs in 2025. Before I let you go, Jed, tell everybody where they can catch all your great content.
Yeah, over at UGASports.com. Got a lot of great things going on, recruiting coverage. I got to call some recruits after I get off the phone here. So that never stops. Team coverage never stops. You know, Media Days is probably about a month away.
Yeah.
So,
how smart is it? You know, they're doing Media Day the same day, the All-Star game. I mean, what were they doing?
Yeah, well, and it was like that, too. It was in Dallas. Media Days and the All-Star game were in Dallas last year. So I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know how long that's going to go. Eventually, the All-Star game is going to go to L.A. or Chicago or somewhere, but Yeah, it's going to be a Atlanta's going to be a scene. It's going to be a movie, as the kids say, here in about a month.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.